City, Police Commissioner Gordon is worried as he talks over the private bat phone on his desk.
Well, of course I'm upset, Batman. You know the Joker is your archenemy. Ever since he escaped from jail, we've all been hunting him. And the colossal nerve of the villain, sending me a personal message. Yes, that's right. He says that exactly at midnight on Wednesday, 2 days from now, he will kill Judge Parker, the judge who sentenced him to jail. And that neither you nor I will be able to prevent him. I'm taking personal charge of this, Batman, and I want you to come down here right away. Yes, thank you.
At almost the very same moment in a secret hideaway, a report is being made.
The letter was delivered, just like you said, Joker.
Ah, fine. By now, the commissioner must be on the bat phone calling his friend Batman for moral support. I do wish I could have seen his face when he read my letter.
You really think your plan's going to work?
My plans always work. It was only unfortunate coincidence that the Batman has managed to spoil my schemes in the past. But this time, I shall be prepared. Not only for any precautions the police may take, but for Batman and his young friend as well. You see this?
Yeah. What is it?
Batman likes to use his little tricks, his little weapons that he carries in his utility belt. Well, now I have my own utility belt. And it has a few surprises in it for Batman. This time, no one will stop me. The Joker will win this hand.
The 2 days pass swiftly. Working in close collaboration with the police commissioner, Batman and Robin help plan a tight net of security around the house of Judge Parker. Every precaution has been taken, but still, not one inkling of the Joker's diabolical plans has been discovered. Deep beneath the Wayne house, the dynamic duo leap into the mighty Batmobile. Secret exit opens. Batman and Robin are off to face their unknown danger.
Well, Robin, we've done everything we can to prepare for the...
I just wish we had some idea of what the Joker's up to.
We may find out soon enough. Check your belt.
All okay.
Radio.
Yeah. Robin to Police Unit 1. Robin to Police Unit 1.
Unit 1, come in, Robin.
We are in the Batmobile approaching Judge Parker's house.
Very good. All units are in position here at the house. Over.
Over and out. Batman, I still don't think it's a good idea for us to be outside the house.
That's the way the commissioner wants it, Robin. He may be right. After all, the house inside is most secure. They've searched it from top to bottom 3 times today and sealed it off. Any move the Joker makes will have to come from outside, and we've got to be ready for him.
And the judge doesn't want any policemen inside the house either?
That's right. But he has agreed to just let Commissioner Gordon stay inside with him. You and I will be stationed right outside with the first radio unit.
Right. Is that the house?
Yes. There's Detective Hennessy.
Oh, Batman. Robin.
Hi, Hennessy.
How's it going?
Oh, quiet as a mouse so far. We've checked the grounds twice in the last half hour. There isn't a leaf stirring.
And Commissioner Gordon?
He's been inside there with Judge Parker for the past hour. He checks in on the two-way radio every 10 minutes.
Then there's nothing to do now but wait and watch. We don't know where or when he'll strike. But if I know the Joker... He never makes an idle boast. Somehow I have a feeling that he's close by.
Well, Commissioner, I think I won that hand. That makes me 2 up on you. Care for another game?
You're very good at cards, Judge Parker. Here, it's my deal.
Your hands seem to be trembling, Commissioner. Surely I'm the one who should be nervous. Look at the clock. It's almost 12. As I told you, nothing has happened.
Don't be too sure, Judge Parker. You don't know the Joker the way I do.
No, but I have absolute faith in your department and all the precautions you've taken.
There it is, Judge. 12 o'clock. Still not worried?
Now let's stop talking about it and play.
Your pick of the cards, Judge.
Eh? What are you doing? What? This card I've drawn, it's...
Yes, the Joker. The Joker wins this game. Even you were fooled, Judge Parker.
The Joker.
You see?
a rubber mask.
I prepare this mask myself, Judge. Don't you know that I, the Joker, am a master of disguise? Rather a good likeness of the commissioner, wouldn't you say?
But where is the commissioner?
Where he can't do any harm. Tied up in the trunk of his car, where I was waiting for him this evening.
And you just walked in here past all the police?
Of course. They also think that I am the commissioner. Everyone was looking for me inside or outside the house. No one expected me to be in the commissioner's car. Now, Judge Parker, it's time for my revenge. For all those months I spent in jail because of you.
No, that gun...
Stay where you are, Judge, and don't move. This gun is absolutely silent. It merely shoots a tiny needle of my own special design into your body. But you won't be able to cry out for help. The special poison on this needle will stretch your lips in death into the famous trademark of the Joker, the death grin.
No. Please.
That's right, Judge. Beg me, please.
It's 2 minutes after 12, Batman. The commissioner was supposed to check in on the radio at 12. But I can't get any answer.
Robin, we better go in. I don't like it.
Well, I've got to stay by the radio. My orders
are... Let's go, Batman.
The door's locked.
It's too heavy to break down. Let's use the window.
Here goes. In there, Robin. Commissioner Gordon. Are you all right?
Batman, he's not the commissioner. That's a mask. He's the Joker.
Surprise, Batman. And here's another.
Look out, Batman. His gun. Here, this statue.
My arm.
Nice throw, Robin.
You haven't got me yet, Batman. I still have another surprise for you in my belt.
Look, Batman. He's got a utility belt like ours.
Watch it, Robin.
But my utility belt is full of tricks. Like this.
Sneezing powder.
And this.
Tear gas. Watch it, Judge.
My eyes.
And a few smoke pellets, too, gentlemen. What's the matter? Can't you see?
Hey, what's going on in there? We're coming in.
It's all right, Hennessy. I'm coming out.
Goodbye for now, gentlemen.
Commissioner, what's happened?
It's all right, Hennessy. The judge knocked over a lamp. Give me the keys to your car.
The radio car? But what...
That's an order, Hennessy.
Yeah, yes, sir. Here you are, but...
And don't go inside that room.
Hennessy, in here, quickly.
Oh, what in the name of...
Where did he go?
The commissioner? He took my car, but...
What? It's not the commissioner. It's the Joker in disguise.
The commissioner's in the trunk of his own car. Get him out fast.
Come on, Robin. The Batmobile. After him.
There's the car. Up ahead, Batman.
Right. We're gaining on him. And we'll soon...
Look! The Joker's throwing something out the window of his car.
What? Our tires. Blow up.
Those are heavy tacks the Joker threw into the road.
I can't control the car. Robin, use the rocket launcher. Aim for his wheels.
Right. Here goes. Stopped him. He's out of control. He's going off the road.
Yes, and so are we. Almost. There. Now let's go and finish him off, Robin.
Hey, look. He's unconscious. He must have hit his head.
Fine. Saves wear and tear on my fists. Well, let's tie him up.
Yes, and let's use his utility belt. That's the best thing to do with it. There.
What happened?
We had a few surprises of our own for you, Joker.
But your belt came in handy after all. See?
Oh, my arm. Can't move.
Batman.
Robin.
Good heavens,
Did you get him?
The Joker? Here he is.
All wrapped up and ready to go.
That fiend. He was hiding in my car. Knocked me out and then... My. He does look like me, doesn't he?
Let's take off that mask now, Joker.
Ow!
Sorry the party's over, Joker. But we'll be glad to visit you in jail.